cases of COVID-19 in Dominica is 179. As the contact tracing and testing continue, we have significantly boosted our testing capacity in order to contain the spread of the virus. Testing centers were set up at the Windsor Park Sports Stadium, and mobile testing was carried out in the villages of Maho, Mount Prosper, Point Michel, Campbell, Trafalgar, Layou, Portsmouth, Calibishi, Soufriere, Marigot, and other health centers as well. The strategy of increased antigen testing activities, which are ongoing island-wide, has resulted in us identifying the possible cases. This way, we can remove these individuals from the community, preventing interaction and further transmission of the virus. As many as 84 health centers have been, health workers have been trained to administer the COVID-19 antigen and PCR tests, which will assist with contact tracing. A testing initiative dubbed Know Your Status started on Saturday, 7th August 2021, and continued today, Sunday. This initiative will continue throughout the week on Monday, August 6th, 9th to 16th, to ensure that every hospital staff member is tested and cleared so that we can be confident of the safety of our patients, our hospital employees, and their families as well. Further to yesterday's update on the situation, 5 staff members last week returned positive antigen test. Of the 5, 1 tested PCR positive and is symptomatic and is currently at the COVID isolation unit. The other 4 are in government quarantine. 235 staff members of the hospital were tested on Saturday and Sunday through the initiative, and all have returned negative antigen results. This represents close to 50% of the total hospital staff. We are assured that the situation at the hospital is under control and will be monitored closely. While non-emergency type services have been suspended, services for people with life-threatening illnesses remain available, such as chemotherapy and hemodialysis. Members of the public are reminded that no visiting to the hospital is allowed until further notice. The Ministry of Health has also conducted testing of 3 inmates at the state prison in the interest of the safety of employees and inmates. All 3 tests return negative results. I wish to remind the public that visitation to the state prison is suspended for the duration of the curfew order. As a further precautionary measure, the Ministry of Health will be scheduling testing at the state prison this week for staff as well as inmates. Currently, we have all the resources necessary we need for continued testing of our citizens. The Ministry of Health is in possession of 12,000 PCR tests and 13,000 antigen tests. We expect 12,000 more antigen tests to arrive on Wednesday, August 11th, and another 10,000 by Friday, August 13th. Additionally, 10,000 antigen tests are presently on order. To facilitate the increased testing and contact tracing, several teams of doctors, nurses, health aides, and other support staff are working together to stem the rate of transmission, which we are seeing. These teams are working across the island since the outbreak and have devoted long hours to the process. We have also increased staff at the Ministry of Health, including employment of 27 registered nurses and 8 doctors. Nurses and doctors have also been recalled from their leave. The entire state machinery is engaged in this national emergency, including all ministers and senior public officers, permanent secretaries, and other public officers who are offering specialized service in areas such as statistics and ICT and support at the testing centers. In addition to the specialist station at the St. James COVID Isolation Center, we have also established a consultative group of medical specialists. This group of consultants will provide support on management of COVID-19 cases on a 24-hour basis.